So National Parks Service in America has had to issue a very weird warning to people who are going hiking in their national parks.
Yes.
And I would like your opinion here, Nick. They've asked them to please stop licking toads.
Oh, right.
Because these toads are hallucinogenic and they can give you a happy buzz and hallucinogens, or they can give you anxiety and or death.
Right. I've heard about a specific toad, but I guess people are like licking all the toads just to find out.
Yes, they are licking
all like
the
kissing
toads.
All the frogs, hoping for a prince.
Still not working. So they're saying, as we say with most things you come across in a national park, whether it be a banana slug, an unfamiliar mushroom, or a large toad with glowing eyes in the dead of night, please refrain from licking it.
Mm.
Have you ever licked toads and
I've
things?
I've never licked a toad. I have been listening to a podcast about, and one of the episodes was about milking toads.
Huh? Is it like from Meet the Fockers where he says everything that has nipples can be milked? Can you milk a cat? You know what I'm talking about. That iconic scene from popular culture movies.
Yes, yes, yes. Plants of the Gods includes an episode on magic frogs. And they actually milk the... I don't know if... It's not venom. Is it called venom?
From frogs.
Toxins.
Could you get... Anyway, they milk this. And there's a particular kind of frog or turtle, and you get if I remember correctly, this particular one was like an 8-minute trip, but very intense.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They know specifically it's 8 minutes. Like.
Well, I mean, I stand corrected. Go and listen, Eugene.
If there's traffic,
Plants
it could
of
be
the
a bit
Gods,
longer.
Hallucinogens, Healing Culture and Conservation with Mark Plotkin, PhD.
Okay.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah. That's fascinating.
I thought you were going to say, please don't pick the mushrooms.
Okay.
In the national forest, because of course the psilocybe mushroom is plentiful in North America.
Is it?
The hallucinogenic, what we know as magic mushrooms.
How do you know that?
Because I've tried them.
Oh, yeah.
And what happened?
What happened? Oh, well, I've tried them on a number of occasions. I waited until my 40s. Because they say, because it leads to the dissolution of ego, Maurice.
Okay.
You take these psychedelics, your ego dissolves.
Okay.
And so you it's not advisable to take in your 20s. Also, your brain hasn't really fully formed until you're 24.
Okay.
So there's an expression, become somebody before you become nobody. Because if you become nobody too soon, then you can stay there forever.
Bad news for the under 25s out there.
It's a very profound, had a number of very profound spiritual experiences on magic mushrooms. The most profound of my life.
Okay. Wow, okay.
Okay, not that we're endorsing these in any way or shape or form.
I also ended up channeling an old Japanese man on the last one, and then I decided to stop before I get cancelled.
I'm not going to ask you how that went because you might get cancelled.
Yes.
It is according
to... But how can one be cancelled if one is just a vessel, Angel?
All right. You know what? We're going to give Nick a little time out and remind him of the parameters of this year. It is 4:45 on your Friday afternoon and you're on the Smile Drive.